you know, there's liabilities out there if you don't have someone in the gym that knows how to use the proper equipment and training and how to, you know, program and, you know, even programming just, you know, your rest. You know, high school athletes need that.
Right.
A lot of people don't understand that. And parents as well, you know, they don't have the background, which is understandable. You know, right. they're not gonna. They're not in the training realm. If they don't train, they're just thinking, my kid's gonna go train, you know, every day of the week. Some high schools do that. But what we get into, we just... The reason why we do promote a little bit of the high school training, the high school strength coach, because that's just, you know, who we talk to a lot.
Right.
We talk to the high school strength coach. And with the Vertimax technology, you're able to train safely with the light resistance. You're able to move at game speed with that load on, which makes it ideal for youth athletes, high school athletes, and all the way up to your college and pros.
Right.
You're listening to the Addicted to Fitness podcast, brought to you by Elemental Training Tampa. Now, here's your hosts, Nick and Shannon Birch.
I'm really excited about today's Addicted to Fitness podcast because it's another on-location episode, and I am at the Vertimax Global Headquarters in Tampa, Florida. And Vertimax, for you guys who aren't aware of it, is a innovative sports performance training equipment and system. And to tell us even more information about the Vertimax system is business development consultant Brett Keene. How you doing today, Brett?
Good, thanks for coming up.
Yeah, I'm really excited that you invited us to come over here and check out your facility and talk about Vertimax. And I really want to kind of get a little bit to know more about you and how you got associated with Vertimax.
Awesome. Yeah, like I said, thanks for coming out. We're in a newer facility now, newer headquarters, so we love having guests now because our old place was pretty dump. It was pretty dumpy, so Vertimax came a long way. But yeah, I got into Vertimax. I actually know our chief operating officer, Al Merez. I've worked with him previously in Orlando. And then just kind of throughout our ways, I lived in Tampa for a little bit, so did he. We played flag football together, stayed in touch. I was always interested in Vertimax, and the sports performance, and seeing the top athletes on it, so always talking to him about it. And then life took me a couple different paths where I went, ended up in Alabama for a year, and moved back, and was looking for a job, and position happened to open up to help out with international sales, which I came aboard. Did that, and then from here, you know, I kind of just took the role, and it's evolved over the years. I've been here about 4.5 now, so now I'm doing business development.
Excellent.
For Vertimax.
Now, obviously, we're on the audio podcast, so it's tough for people to see, but we're standing in front of a couple of pieces of the Vertimax equipment, and I'd like to know, I'm sure everybody would like to know, could you give us maybe a little verbal description of what the Vertimax system entails?
Yeah. For sure. So Vertimax has been around for about 20 years now. So if you played possibly high school, pro, college, you may have seen it since we're in about 70% of colleges, D1 and pro teams. This looks like, you know, our main model that we came out with was like the Vertimax platform. A lot of people will talk about it, say the platform or the board. It's about a 4x6 foot platform where you're able to stand on it. Bands will come up, hook at your waist, and you'll be able to do your jumps. That's how a lot of people know us as, because that's how we mostly started as, and for the first 8 to 10 years or so, it was just that one board that we had. But it's really resistance training, but a lot different than a regular resistance band, which I can get into more detail if you want.
Sure.
Yeah, so, you know, what makes Vertimax so special is the patented resistance technology. So just imagine taking a regular resistance band and stretching that band. And as you stretch that band, the resistance ramps up and increases, which is good for some type of drill, you know, some type of training that you're doing. But what Vertimax technology is, it's basically a special cord that runs through pulleys, and as the cord stretches, that resistance is going to remain consistent. So you're going to get the same resistance whether you're 1 foot on the platform or up to 45 yards with our, you know, our Raptor EX product, which is a portable device. And same thing with the jumping. When you're doing your jumping and loaded up at the waist, go ahead and try to stand on a regular resistance band and jump. It's going to pull you down.
Yes.
This is going to remain consistent throughout the motion. So there's a lot of benefits to that.
Is there like levels it can be set at, or maybe you add different types of pulleys that increase the resistance from the beginning?
Yeah, no, that's a good question. So the good thing about a Vertimax platform or any one of our pieces of equipment is that a youth athlete and a pro athlete can use it. So it's not like you would need multiples to chain different athletes. So to adjust the resistance, each band, so there's 8 bands on our main platform system mm-hmm. that most people use or see. And there's a red band, which is about 4 to 8 pounds of resistance. There's a blue band, which is 8 to 16 pounds of resistance. And then there's a gray band, which is 12 to 24 pounds of resistance. And each has their own resistance level. Mm-hmm. So you can adjust the cords. Basically what you're doing is tightening the cord by pulling it out. You're kind of shortening the cord, mm-hmm. which is going to ramp up the resistance.
I gotcha. Okay. And like you said, obviously pro athletes and high school athletes, but in it looks like when I'm watching the videos and you guys, Vertimax, is that the Instagram also? Just Vertimax?
Yes.
V-E-R-T-I-M-A-X. So yeah, you guys can check out. We'll get some pictures of the facility and me actually doing some exercises on the Vertimax. So you got to check out for the show notes. But you guys can check out their Instagrams to see more videos of the athletes that use it, both at the high school and pro level. I see a lot of explosive movements, mm-hmm. which I'm sure it's, you know, obviously is really what you need as an athlete for whether it be for, I mean, almost all sports, essentially. Now, is there any data that you guys have seen that the Vertimax kind of outperforms other types of resistance training?
Yeah, there's a study that Matt Rea did. I think he was with Exos at the time. Mm-hmm. I could be wrong on that. But he did a study with high school athletes and was checking for lower, it was testing for lower body explosive power. And he had a group doing various plyometrics drills and weight drills, and then he had another group doing Vertimax. Mm-hmm. And the Vertimax group had more explosive power for lower body.
Wow.
Using it for like the jump resistance training. Mm-hmm.
So now, is there a specific sport that you see that gravitate towards it more so, or is it probably kind of across the board, all lots of sports that are attracted to it?
Yeah, so I would say, being with Vertimax 4.5 years now, probably the most I deal with is basketball for mm-hmm. our platforms. Mm-hmm. And then we're getting a lot of track and football athletes with our Raptor product. It's newer. It's only been about 3.5-4 years now, really on the market. But mostly basketball, due to the fact that, which we can get into when I show you how the unit works, is a lot of people like to train their jump.
Right.
So, you know, basketball players, they see Vertimax in the gym. If they know it, they want to get on that because these guys want to dunk.
Yeah.
So they know it works. So typically basketball is what we see the most of.
Right. They want to work on their vertical.
Correct.
Right.
Yep.
So I guess that's kind of where the name came from a little bit.
Yeah, it is.
So, but actually, because it's really interesting to me, because I was once again looking through all your guys' social media, and I saw some UFC fighters using it. So, talking about the explosiveness, which is huge for MMA, is the explosiveness of both, you know, the hand strikes and whatnot, but also for when you're trying to take somebody down. So transition from striking to the ground. So takedowns, even whether it be for wrestling or jiu-jitsu or whatnot, is huge. So I don't even know if that's a word, but explosiveness, how about that, is huge for those type of sports. So I know, like, obviously not just basketball, but I could see how probably like a lot of track and field athletes are going to want to use this too. And you hit on it too when we were talking about high school training. And that's something I feel like is becoming more and more, there's more and more focus on it now, because I don't know if it is because people see the ability to go to the next level, because I mean, it's weird, because I feel like high school coaches, and there's great coaches out there, I feel like maybe beforehand they were just like teachers that doubled as coaches, so they didn't have all the background knowledge mm-hmm. of not personal training, but athletic performance and whatnot. And now it's starting to shift the other way. There's more coaches now in high school level that have that athletic background, that athletic performance background, and you guys seem to be focused on high school training.
Yeah, so we've done, with the equipment, and when you're touching on like the fighting, the MMA fighting, or any type of high school sports, you know, what's special, like I mentioned before, about the equipment is that it's not the one-all, end-all solution, mm-hmm. but we want you to, on athletes, schools, coaches to use it as a tool. And with the consistent resistance, you know, you can load up at the arms and swing, you know, throw a punch, and it's going to remain consistent. It's not going to yank you back, and your form's going to stay intact. So to kind of segue that into like the high school, when high schools are training, a lot of, you know, what I kind of focus on as business development is kind of understanding the market, understanding how high schools train, mm-hmm. understanding the strength and conditioning position at the high school level, the college level, the pro level, and just what I've seen, you know, high school coaches, not a lot of them have a training background. They're just like, you know, they're maybe the assistant football coaches put in to go ahead and do the weightlifting portion mm-hmm. Of the training. And they don't have any background right. in weightlifting besides, oh, I used to play football.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it's unfortunate because I've talked to some of these coaches and they're just like, yeah, I'm just going to have my guys squat, you know, deadlift and flip tires and bench press, mm-hmm. Which is not the greatest, you know, there's so many injuries that could possibly come from that. So
right. There's
a group out there called, the National High School Strength and Conditioning Coaches Association, and they're pretty much promoting the high school strength coach for numerous reasons. Obviously, you know, to help them out, to help their guys get jobs, to make it aware of also, you know, there's liabilities out there if you don't have someone in the gym that knows how to use the proper equipment and mm-hmm. training and how to, you know, program and, you know, even programming just, you know, your rest. You know, high school athletes need that.
Right.
A lot of people don't understand that. And parents as well, you know, they don't have the background, which is understandable. You know, right. they're not gonna. They're not in the training realm. If they don't train, they're just thinking, my kid's gonna go train, you know, every day of the week. Some high schools do that. But what we get into, the reason why we do promote a little bit of the high school training, the high school strength coach, because that's just, you know, who we talk to a lot.
Right.
We talk to the high school strength coach. And with the Vertimax technology, you're able to train safely with a light resistance. You're able to move at game speed with that load on, which makes it ideal for youth athletes, high school athletes, and all the way up to your college and pros.
Right. That move at game speed, that's a really great kind of phrase because that can't be, it's hard to simulate that when you're trying to do a strength exercise. Like,
correct.
You know, like those three you kind of lift, you gave, the deadlift, the squat, and the bench press. I mean, how do you move at game speed doing those things?
Right.
You know?
Can't.
And like you said, this is directly related to their sport. So a lot of, I'm listening to other podcasts and listening, especially like MMA athletes, once they get to that level when they're pros, I mean, obviously when you're in high school it's different or younger, they just want to, you know, simulate their sport. You know, obviously strength and conditioning is a big part of it, but they wanted to have more time reps doing their actual sport because that translates to their essentially end game, what they're really training for.
Right.
And if an athlete in the high school, yeah, obviously high school level, people are not only for, you know, to be physically fit and camaraderie and all that other beneficial stuff that goes with sports. You know, there are a certain level that, or a certain segment that want to do it because they want to take it to the next level. They want to play at the next level, essentially. So I think this type of equipment can facilitate that.
Yeah, and high schools really have been changing. You know, I've over the past few years, you know, I've been, I just got back from a strength and conditioning high school clinic in South Carolina at mm-hmm. Dorman High School, and they have, I want to say they have like 24 hammer strength racks. They have a huge facility. And South Carolina is probably one of the states that's been a little bit more involved in the strength and conditioning high school level,
mm-hmm.
Just for the fact that they've made it aware. I don't know what they did. I've been trying to find out of how they have high school coaches have designated full-time strength and conditioning coaches.
Wow.
And they've seen the need for that. And then the need comes, you know, the equipment, the equipment, and just the safer models of training,
right.
With everything, you know, mm-hmm. programming, all of that's included with that. And the schools see that.
Yeah, I think I was checking out the Instagram stories for Vertimax, and I was seeing some of the setup for those South Carolina high schools. And it
yes.
was, I mean, I've never been in a pro sport, like, you know, training facility or anything like that, but it looked at a pro level.
Yeah,
it so really it was, did. It was very impressive. So what I wanted to, because you guys just recently had, it was a summit here.
Correct.
Yeah. With a bunch of other, obviously not a bunch of, but a lot of trainers came and gave out their type of, you know, shared their knowledge. Was that the first one you guys heard?
Very, yeah. Very okay. First summit, yep.
And plans to have more, I'm assuming, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Every year we'll be having one in December.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, was there anything that stuck out in particular, or a person, maybe a speaker, that had a topic he discussed that kind of was interesting to you specifically, or, you know, that kind of you thought was very, that stood out above, not above the rest, but stood out in your mind?
Yeah, really. So I guess you could say, like, the summit, it was kind of broken out into three parts.
Mm-hmm.
We had our two keynote speakers, Micah Kurtz and then Rick Mayo. And then we had, in between the speaker sessions, and even before and after, we had Raptor and Vertimax training sessions. So we have 12 certified master trainers. And what I mean, we have a Vertimax certification.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we connected with the community. We wanted to provide education to basically the users that have Vertimax. You know, I've been here. We just started that last year, about a year and a half ago. In my first 3 years here, people were always asking me, hey, do you guys have certification? I want to know how to use it. Because it does, if you've never seen Vertimax before and you just look at it, you're like, man, what is that? Like,
yeah.
How do I use that? You know, like, I don't even, or some people are scared, they don't even touch it.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're afraid that, like, they will not use it. So, you know, we got a great executive team that had some connections where we ended up putting great programming together to get certified. It's actually ACE certification for our certification classes.
Nice.
I think we did 30 certs last year across the nation. And then what we did kind of just prior to that is we've always been working with, I guess you can say, some Vertimax power users. People that just been using the equipment. We didn't give them anything. They just really love the equipment and using it. And we've, you know, stayed in touch with them over the years. We end up making them master certified trainers. So they were all at the summit with the keynote speakers.
Mm-hmm.
And the master certified trainers were setting up training sessions. That was awesome because we had, I can't remember how many people we had here, but if you go to some of our Vertimax posts on Instagram, you'll see that we had probably 20 Raptors outside. We had, I think, 8 of our V8 platforms. Everybody was loaded up using the resistance band training with the Raptors and the V8s. Our master trainers did an awesome job putting them through that.
Nice.
They were getting some competitions going out there. So my favorite part of the summit was that community,
right?
Where, you know, you weren't just sitting in a classroom, you know, looking at a PowerPoint presentation. We put everybody on the field. People were meeting people, talking, having friendly competitions. It was great. It was great. That was the best part for sure.
Awesome. Well, now I'm excited. And you said, I know we talked beforehand, to try out some of this, obviously try out the Vertimax for myself, get some exercises in, get to see how it can really, obviously, what it has in store. So I'm going to go ahead and we're going to go load up and give it a try.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do it.
So we have bands on top. These four bands right here can all be moved wherever you want them. On the corners, on the rails here. And these bands right here will go off platform up to 10 yards. And then we have bands on the side, same thing. So a big point for, like, you know, any type of group training or high school training is that you can actually train up to 5 athletes on one platform.
Wow.
By doing an athlete jumping on the platform and then the bands going off platform in each corner. You know,
nice.
We have a lot of people that stick this in the middle of the gym,
yeah,
the court, and have the guys doing dribbling drills off, doing some lateral drills off. Like I said, that resistance is going to remain consistent, so you can imagine that any type of drill that you're doing, you're really just using a Vertimax as a tool to enhance those drills,
mm-hmm,
with the resistance.
Yep.
And then these are your waist-loaded bands, which you can load up at the waist if you're jumping. So when we first started, it was about, I think it was 20 years ago when our owner first made it. His name's Mike. What he ended up doing is, he's a pretty athletic guy. He was a walk-on at the University of Florida. I think he was a wide receiver. I think he did track too. He's in remarkable shape now. I think he's like 60 some years old. Remarkable shape. And what he always wanted to do was jump high. He said he can squat almost 600 pounds. He can run, like, I don't know, ridiculous 40 time, everything like that, but he can never jump that high. So he's an engineer by, you know, at heart and mindset. I think that's what he went to school for as well. So he ended up developing the platform, and he wanted to use something to help him jump. And what he always thought was, like, look, if I'm going to jump, I need to be able to jump at, like, jump speed and loaded. You know, like, grabbing dumbbells isn't really the safe way to do that. You can do some stuff with a trap bar, but when you're loaded at the waist with the Vertimax, when you squat down, that resistance is going to stay consistent, and you're going and being able to do a full jump with that resistance. Not like a regular thing that's gonna yank you down, right, or you know, you're at risk for holding, you know, 50-pound dumbbells and landing on your feet. So we end up making one. Actually, he made like a makeshift model. I wish I had a picture. Actually, I think he may have a picture on his Instagram, which I can send you.
It's, yes.
It looks just like, you can just imagine the very first one. But he was training on it, actually in his garage, he said, and a garbage man was, I don't know, taking out, or a garbage man was coming by and stopped him and said, "Hey, what is that? You know, like, what is that for?" And, you know, he explained to him, "I'm trying to get my vertical up." And the guy's like, "Well, you think it'll help for my son? He's a basketball player." And Mike's like, "Yeah." And the guy's like, "Of course, that's what it's for." And the garbage man says, like, "How much is this? How much will you sell for?" And Mike's like, "Well, I don't know, $800? And the guy's like, "Okay, I'll be back tomorrow and I'll buy it, you know?" And Mike's like, "Okay, whatever, you know." Next day comes around, the guy shows up, gives him the $800 and sells it. And that's kind of where the Vertimax story came of, huh, if I can make this and sell for $800, you know, more people are going to want it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it kind of evolved from there. I think he started training volleyball players. And I think the very first unit he sold to, like, I guess to get the name out there to make it was UCLA, I believe.
Okay.
But yeah, let's get started on the equipment.
Right.
So if you want to stand on the platform itself and then maybe face me, just kind of get a feel for it. Maybe just do like 3 to 5 just jumps.
Jumps?
Yep. Good. And what we'll start with first is the waist harness. So what we're going to do, we'll put this on, we'll kind of load you up on the bands, we'll have you do some squats just to kind of get a feel for it.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, if you guys are listening, you imagine it's probably what you say, it's about a 3x4 platform, rectangular platform, and it's got the pulley system with the bands on the side, on the outside edge, and then also, like Brett was saying, the waist kind of attachments are down by the side also underneath. So, and it's pretty cool, like Brett said, you can have up to 5 people training on this. So unlike the resistance bands I use at the gym, sometimes you can only have 1 person at a time and then alternating between. So
you'll feel a little pull on that.
Oh yeah.
This is the blue band. It's going to be about 8 to 16 pounds of resistance, and how I would increase it, if you ever needed to, as you get stronger, you just basically pull these down and they would pull tighter, and then you would just line them up at the dot that you want, so that gives you that even resistance on each side. So go ahead, actually, let me get these off real quick. Go ahead and do a couple squats, and then if you want to start just doing a couple jumps, go ahead. And so you can imagine now too, what you're doing is, you can picture, you know, just picture like maybe like a 10-year-old athlete that's never done body squat or never done any type of barbell loaded squats. Obviously 10-year-old is pretty young for that,
yes.
But you know, after doing like body weight squats and getting full body control, you know, you can put them on this resistance on the Vertimax and they're doing squats just like that. It's gonna be controlled, they're gonna be able to have full control of their body, it's not gonna yank them back. You see how this arm swivels left and right? So say if you were to jump and you were to come forward a little bit, it's not gonna pull you. It's gonna swivel back. Even with adult fitness, anybody that wants to get on this and do squats or jumps without putting load on their back,
right?
Easy to do. And then for rehab, I've had guys that I've seen training that coming off surgery for any type of leg surgery and then getting back into it, instead of, you know, after they get through the body weight phase, they'll get on the Vertimax and use the light resistance.
Yeah, I can see it definitely be a benefit for anybody doing rehab, especially like the athletes, if they have an injury and they have to come back, and this would be an invaluable resource for them.
So I'll load you up again. This is gonna be the gray band. So you're gonna be with both these, so you're gonna have 4 bands on your waist right now, 2 on each side. It's almost 100 pounds of resistance is what you're looking at here.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna see a kind of pretty big pull when you come up.
Yeah.
I would say just go ahead and go down, do a couple, just get the feel for that, and just try to do some max effort jumps if you can.
All right.
See how it feels. Now, one part I didn't tell you about, which is, this is huge. This is a game changer for any type of vertical jump. So when you think about when you're doing your jumps, you're going down, you're using your arm swing, right? Mm-hmm. For momentum. The arm swing is about 10 to 13% of total jumping power. So imagine if you can train at arm swing, if you can load that.
Oh, okay.
With the Vertimax, you can. So what we have is we have these bands on the front of the system that you can actually move to the sides if you want or to the front. But they're perfect for doing any type of loaded arm swing drills. So I have to stick this in here like that.
So now you just load up. Oh, so it's specifically on your hand, not just the wrist. Okay.
So these are our palm straps. See if I can get this on the right. There's this thumb right there. That's all right.
There we go.
So we'll do is load these. I'm gonna pull the resistance out too. Just give me a second here. So same thing with these bands on top. You can adjust the resistance on these if you ever wanted to. So they won't fit too snug, but just make sure they're like kind of hooked on, just so, yeah, because they're, there you go.
Okay.
And just kind of do like your jumps. You'll have to come a little wider,
okay,
because you don't want the bands to hit, but just go ahead and do a few jumps and right, throw your arms up, do your arm swing. I'm gonna get a picture too.
Please, yeah.
Anyway, I can send you over some photos of me torching you here today. All right. Oops. Yeah, it's alright.
So you guys can imagine I had four straps, my waist strap, two straps on the waist, and then two on my hands. And like Brett was saying, that training that arm swing too is just going to add more to that vertical when people are looking for that.
Now this is my favorite part right here, because I go to a lot of clinics, shows. I show a lot of people the equipment, and I always have them do what you were doing, jumps. Now I want you to give me like 3 to 5 jumps on the platform. All I swear, right, you're going to feel like a float. You almost can't control it.
That's, I know, crazy. I was almost thought I was going through the ceiling. Oh, yeah. Oh, whew. Yeah, that first jump was, like you said, it was like I was about to float off the ground. Man, that's awesome.
So you can imagine as one of our bigger markets, too, is we do talk to a lot of parents. And believe it or not, a lot of parents will buy this for their house for a couple reasons. Obviously, you know, parents want their kids to be the best at what they do.
Right.
But you know, I've talked to a lot of parents that they're spending probably 2.5-3 hours a day, you know, maybe 3 times a week taking their kid to a facility, him training, then coming back.
Mm-hmm.
With the programming we have with the Vertimax platform, they can train right at their house.
Wow.
So we have a lot of people that do is they'll just stick it in the garage. It has wheels on it. You can roll it in, roll it out, warm them up, take it outside. We have people, kids that stick it in their basement and train.
Yeah.
You know, people have their kids over, train multiple athletes at a time. So you can see, you can imagine, you know, how it can be used at home as,
yeah,
well.
Yeah, and I mean, especially people who are looking for at-home gym equipment, you know, they might buy a Nautilus machine or something that takes up a lot of space. This is basically, as we described, a 3x4 foot rectangular platform that's, I mean, it doesn't take up a lot of, doesn't have a big footprint, like you said, and then you don't have to worry about, I would say, having weights or anything around. Obviously, it'd be good to have weights too, but this is something that if you're looking to be minimalized and have the maximum amount of return for your investment on training-wise, this is definitely a prime candidate.
Yeah, so what you did is you did the jump portion of our platform. So when Vertimax first came out, that's pretty much what it was.
Mm-hmm.
It was just the jumping portion. And over time, we've evolved. You know, Mike, our owner, was talking to, I guess what made him actually hook up to arms was because before we only had waist loaded,
mm-hmm,
and then I hooked you up to the arms, which came about probably maybe about 8 years after the first one came out. He had a lot of professionals. I think one of the strength coaches from the Steelers now actually said, Mike, you need to load the arms.
Yeah.
And I guess Mike got tired of hearing it. I guess not tired, but he's like, man, all right, if all these top guys are saying they need to load the arms.
Right.
And that's exactly what he did.
Right.
He loaded the arms, so you can see that arm swing, what you were doing. And just to kind of think, you know, as a, since you have a personal training background and even as an athlete, you can see the multiple ways they use this. So for instance, if you're a basketball player and what you were doing, you were loaded at the waist and loaded at the arms. Imagine if I could take a basketball and throw it up. That resistance you're using to go up and catch, get that rebound or get that ball. Same with football.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll get to a little bit more fun part here where we're actually, like I said, the bands on the platform will go up to 10 yards off platform.
Okay.
Which is awesome. For any sport that requires speed, basically every sport, you can use the Vertimax for that as well.
Okay, cool.
I'll step back on. If you want to come back over here, just turn around for me. Load these up on the side here. Yep. So as you can see, you're loaded now at the waist.
Mm-hmm.
You can do various exercises. So if you want, just maybe do some lunges up.
Mm-hmm.
And then do the same lunge, but do it backwards. So this is going to give you, so as I mentioned before, the bands are stretching out and you're getting resistance going that way. Now you're going to get some assistance coming back, which requires a lot more body control.
Mm-hmm.
So give me some reverse lunges coming back. Perfect. Now imagine, say you're an athlete or that's maybe doing some NFL combine training. Or high school doing some this type of training. You know, and one of the drills they test, obviously, besides the 40, is the broad jump.
Mm-hmm.
There's really no way out there to resist the broad jump right now. You know, efficiently, you can use a long resistance band, but you know, as you jump out, it's going to pull you back a little bit. And in the combine, you have to be footed. You have to control that landing. Vertimax, you're going to be able to do it now because you're going to have a light resistance on you. So if you want to try some broad jumps,
sure.
See what it's like. It's still going to pull you back just a little bit, but it's not like a big resistance.
Right,
back.
Yeah.
You're giving that resistance on that initial, when that mm-hmm. initial hinge, when you're going out, you're going to get huge
right.
gains on that. Go ahead. Perfect. Awesome, man.
One more.
Yeah, do
like
it. Do I got to measure you? Should I get the measuring tape?
Oh, yeah. Come on, let's go.
Awesome, man. Thanks.
Yeah. I do, yeah. That was it. I think after you get that first initial, you can feel where kind of the resistance is coming from, and the fact that you're probably used to using old school bands, so you feel like you're almost guarded against that. But then once you get that first landing, it's the equal amount of resistance there and back is really different than what you're probably used to.
Yeah, and just I know we had, I think Byron Jones, he plays for the Cowboys, and I think 3 years ago when he was in the combine, he actually broke the record. And he was training on the Raptors at Exos the
nice.
Whole time, too, doing that, because that's what they're training for. You know, they're training for the combine. They're doing all the testing that they have to do, so a lot of people will use the resistance from the Vertimax technology.
Oh, wow. Well, that's awesome. And we've talked about the Raptor, and this is basically a similar, obviously the makeup's a little bit different, but I guess the portable nature of it is what it's the biggest aspect of it?
Yeah, so you know, people want, you know, when the Vertimax community, you know, like the customers I've dealt with and anybody that ever wanted the Vertimax, some people would say, you know, it's not portable enough.
Right.
You know, it is 4x6 foot, but like say if you're a personal trainer that travels with your clients, if you don't have a truck,
yeah,
you can't take the Vertimax.
Right.
Or some people, like say for like AAU basketball teams and, you know, volleyball teams, a lot of those guys don't have facilities, so they can't store the Vertimax anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So Mike, our owner, decided, you know, it was like, we need to make it more portable. And since we've evolved into more speed training as well with the equipment outside of the jump, the Raptor's perfect. It's very portable. It's only about 3 feet long. This actually detaches from the mount here.
Mm-hmm.
You can attach this to any fence, chain link fence. It's just pull clips that hook on. You can attach it to a squat rack. We have a lot of people that like to mount them to the walls. So the way they stay there, and then you can detach them and take them with you when you travel.
Yeah.
Lots of players, teams will travel with them. This is the portable mount that we just came out with a couple months ago. It actually does fold up. And believe it or not, once you fold this mount, you can actually, this whole device will fit in like a back seat of a Honda Civic.
Yeah.
Pretty good. But same technology. So if you can imagine, if you're looking at the V8, you take this portion, kind of like box it up, put it right here.
Mm-hmm.
This is our Raptor EX. And basically what the EX means is the extended. So we have a dual band system and a single band system. The Raptor EX is going to be one band. It's going to go about 45 yards speed train. And then our dual band system is about 25 yards per band of speed train.
Mm-hmm.
So the Raptor, like I said, similar technology. Like I said, you know, Vertimax, we're really keen on, obviously, you know, connecting with the community, the athletes. But when it comes to like the products, we want to make sure athletes can train at game speed, that their form is not sacrificing. We don't want to see people, you know, doing any kind of lifting or speed training drills loaded up with crazy resistance where their form's sacrificing.
Right.
So the Raptor's perfect for any type of speed training that you're doing. So if you want to take that belt off, I'll kind of show you like how it, what you can do best with it. So the major portion, which is great, which is awesome, you're going to love this, is our 360 belt. What this allows the athlete to do is, when you're in this, if you want to step in that and pull it up on your waist, you're able to do any type of full rotation of your body. So if you wanted to say maybe backpedal, and then you can turn around and just sprint out there as much as you can. It's going to give you that consistent resistance all the way back. And then you're also going to get some, you know, assisted over speed if you want. So you can imagine if you're a receiver or any track athlete, and you're doing your drills, you're going to get that full 45 yards. This is going to go 45 yards.
45, wow.
There's nothing out there that's resistant training besides maybe a coach holding a band. But imagine if you're a coach holding a band and you're training a guy, you can't really focus on the mechanics when you do that.
Right.
Hook up the Raptor. This allows the coach to see the athlete train, and you're able to watch on their form and mechanics.
Wow.
And like I said, with the consistent resistance, your form's not going to break.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then it has all the same attachments for wrist and everything. You can get that for...
All the same attachments.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah, and the big part, like I said, Vertimax is not the only device you need. Any type of training any athlete or anybody's doing, you're just using the Vertimax as a tool. So you can imagine all the drills and training drills that you do for anything. Speed drills, or, you know, we got handles where you can do curls if you wanted to, or if you wanted to do some walkouts, the payoff press walkouts.
Mm-hmm.
You can do all that with the equipment. Jump training, speed training, all the resisted drills you can do with the equipment.
Yeah, so this doesn't just apply as to athletes. This is something that obviously athletes have been using, but it can apply to everybody in, from general population to rehab to elderly, for anybody.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. And this is, and you guys have any like maybe new products in development, or is that something that's hush hush right now?
There's new products in development.
Okay.
But that's all I can say.
All right, that's cool. No, that's good. That means next time, once you guys come out with your new product, then we'll come back and we can talk about it more. So that's perfect. Now, you guys have the summit each year, and then you guys travel to do your certifications around the country?
Yeah, so we usually, so for our certs, we'll find places that typically have our equipment,
mm-hmm.
a facility that maybe has a couple units. You know, we'll market and, you know, let people know that, hey, we're going to have certifications in the area. We'll end up taking one of our master certified trainers,
okay,
flying them there to do the certification. It's about an 8-hour day, about 2-hour classroom time. And then the other 6 hours, be prepared to work. You're going to be on the equipment. We keep them nice. We keep them small too, maybe 12 to 15 attendees, because we don't want to oversaturate the class. We want to make sure everybody has the time to be involved, ask questions. You know, I tell everybody before they go to the cert, I'm like, look, you're going to be with a master certified trainer. You're probably going to meet people you've never met before that have loads of connections, relationships. You know, while you're there, think of it as networking.
Right.
So that's huge for our certifications, is
absolutely
building that community. And we've had good response. Like I said, I think we certified almost 500 people last year.
Awesome.
For the first year. And that was the very first year we did certifications.
Excellent. Yeah, that's something, obviously, hopefully you guys have maybe a certification locally here at the facility. I know you guys have the summit each year, so hopefully next year I can make sure I can attend it this year.
Yeah.
I know I was trying to come and it didn't pan out, but definitely interested in you guys and learning more and maybe just getting certified, because I'm always looking at expanding that knowledge, especially with this, that it can apply to so many different demographics, not just athletes. So,
absolutely.
Brett, thank you so much for joining us. I already teased it that, you know, when you guys have the next product coming out, since we're local, you guys are a local Tampa company, but, you know, globally, but it's easy for me to get here since I live in Tampa. I would love to have you guys back on and we can talk about the next Vertimax product.
Absolutely, man. Once again, awesome. Glad you came out. Got to see our new spot. I'm glad I got to torch you just a little bit.
Yeah.
But thanks, man. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks again, Brett.
For all things addicted to fitness, you can check out our website, addictedtofitnesspodcast.com. You can also give us a follow on Twitter at the ATF Podcast and like and follow the Addicted to Fitness Podcast Facebook page. Last but not least, please give us a rating and review in the iTunes Store. Thanks.